Thank you for being seated in the tabernacle tonight. I appreciate getting to come again and preach here. Would you stand with me, please, to honor the Word of God? I may read the whole chapter. And it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I'll destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's all I'll read. You may be seated. In just about every revival now that I preach in, I preach on Noah. I may have preached on him here before. I think it's because he's so close to this age.
That's right.
I feel kinship to him.
Yes, sir.
Noah's the only preacher, real preacher living.
Yep.
I'm not. But every once in a while, every real man of God feels like he's alone.
Yes, sir.
Times now at us whenever a real Christian feels like there's nobody else knows what I'm going through.
Right.
Now, I want to affect you this week. I'm not interested in entertaining you. I want to affect you.
Right. Amen.
And God will do something in your heart to draw you closer to him.
Amen.
Not to me, but to him.
That's right.
I have no doubt everybody in here may be claim to be saved and church members, but I doubt it.
Right.
And I want to preach to you that there is a land that's fairer than day.
Amen.
And that you can go if you're sick and tired of this world.
Right. Amen.
I can't get you saved. I can't save you.
Right.
But if I can get us together where the Spirit of God comes down.
Yeah.
And touches hearts here in this place.
Yes.
It's him that draws sinners.
Amen.
It's not
Amen.
Me. It's not how I preach. But right. It's God and God's word that
yes,
draws
sir.
Sinners.
Yes.
And if you're saved, I'd like for you to draw nigh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I've been reading this book now for 70 years.
Amen.
Ever since I learned to read, maybe longer than that, I've been reading this book. And I read it through every year, and that's not bragging, that's complaining. I should read it more than that. I do study it more than that and read it more than that. But I know we're nearing the end.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if he's coming tonight. I really don't. Don't expect him tonight. I don't. You ought to, if you want to. I think I can still see a few things that needs to be done, that will be done, I think. But I do know he's coming.
Sure.
Ain't nobody going to leave out of here in victory but those that are saved.
Right. Yes, sir.
Ain't gonna be no Democrats and Republicans in hell, in heaven.
Right.
That's exactly right. Only one's going to be there is the one that's been born again.
Amen.
Now, I think that everybody here would say, I believe we're down now close to the days of the days of Noah. Now, if I wanted a pattern, if I wanted a pattern for living in the last days, since Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, it looks like it'd be safe for me to want to be like Noah. Since we're living in that day, since we're coming down to that, and we'd like to make a real showing for God in this day, mm-hmm. Noah did.
Yes, he did.
And so maybe it'd be good for us to investigate him.
Amen.
And see what he did and didn't do.
Yeah.
In order to please God and find grace.
Amen.
In his sight, in his eyes. I want to know where you are tonight. This week, if I can dig you out, expose yourself to the eyes of God, make you see where you are,
yeah.
This altar be full this week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Our righteousness is as filthy rags. I've never seen a time when men want to display their own righteousness.
Yep.
Independent Baptists are the worst at that. I've ever seen anybody that we want to live our lives to try to affect other people to get them to brag on what we're doing.
Right. You're right.
It's been very few times God's ever bragged on me. You'll know it when he does. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah got all his family in.
Yes, sir.
That's a job.
Yep.
There's not very many mamas and daddies that can say, I got my youngins in.
Right.
Got my family straight.
Yes, sir. Yes.
This mama's never named. Don't see anywhere here where she ever disagreed with Noah. Mm. I don't think it made any difference if she had him. He's wrapped up in obeying God.
Right. Amen, sir.
That's right.
Yep, that is right.
He got to have a pattern from God Almighty about how to build an ark. We've got a pattern.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Everything that God wants done, it'll behoove us to find out what God wants for me
right.
In these last days. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to preach.
Yes, sir.
Live right in front of my children,
amen.
Grandchildren.
Amen.
And lead my church the best I know how.
That's
God's
right.
Route to old time salvation and old time Christian living.
Yes, sir.
That would please God Almighty. I'm not interested in pleasing Independent Baptists, Southern Baptists, whatever you are.
Right.
But I'm interested in pleasing him.
Amen.
Here I am now, done live beyond my allotted time. And God's blessing me, still helping me.
Amen.
And I want to do my best for him.
Yes, sir.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Do you?
Amen.
It's between me and you and him. You finding grace in his eyes? Everybody in this church or your church may be pleased with you, but God may not be.
That's right.
He loves you, but I don't know whether he likes you or not.
Right.
You can't do anything to make him love you anymore or any less.
Right.
He loves you,
right.
But he maybe don't like you.
Yes.
Now here you are. I think we're the last bunch coming through here. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
I believe we're the last bunch. I believe we are in the Laodicean age. I am not a Laodicean.
Right.
I am not living in the Laodicean age. I'm still in the Philadelphian age and going to stay there.
Amen.
Nothing's ever said about everybody's going to be a Laodicean.
Amen.
I believe there'll still be some Philadelphians.
Yes,
when the trump of God sings.
Amen, sir.
Noah found grace, so we ought to find out what Noah did. He got his family in. I'll tell you, society was a mess.
Yeah, buddy.
An absolute rotten mess lives in. I was in Korea in 1957, 58, part of 59. I was in the military police. We patrolled the streets. I saw things going on the street, in the public. An absolutely ungodly, nasty, everything you want to think of.
Right.
And I thank, even though I was running from God, running from preaching, I thanked God for America.
Yes, sir.
And now I'm seeing those very things go on in my country.
Right.
And I'm seeing some things that resemble all of that in the house of God.
Oh my.
And I'm ashamed.
Yes, sir.
And I know God's a-watching.
Yes, sir.
And he's looking at you. And he'll condemn you for putting on a show.
Amen.
He wants what's in your heart to be pure.
Amen.
Now God's getting ready to end things here in this chapter part I read in your hearing. He's got a man and he's got a plan. God always does have.
Amen.
He's got one now. Nothing surprised God about the shape America's in.
Amen.
He said it's going to be as Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's what we're coming to.
Right.
You can march all you want to, ride all you want to, and go to the Capitol and do all that kind of stuff. It ain't going to stop it.
Yep.
God said it's coming.
Yep.
Going to be as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what I can do. I can tell my people it's wrong.
Amen.
I can tell them abortion's murder.
That's right.
We got it on our books. We'll not have a member in our church that's a homosexual or a lesbian.
Amen.
We'll not take in anybody, but I'm going to tell you what. We'll probably spend time in jail for that.
Right.
But so be it.
Amen.
I'm not trying to please the government, Obama, Bush, whatever you want to name, but there's a God in the heavens that saved me.
Amen.
And called me to preach the God. I believe I'll just be obedient to him.
Yes, sir.
And the government can do what they want to.
Right.
Now, I don't know what you're going to do between now and the end. I've been watching church members all these years. I started preaching in 1960. I've pastored 8 or 9 different churches. Seen them come, seen them go.
Yep.
Never did see any that I wanted to see go. I wanted them to come and get right with God.
Amen.
But I want to say this to you tonight. God's going to do a cleaning up one of these days.
Yes, sir.
Going to be a lot of church members, Baptist church, independent Baptist church members go to hell.
Right.
And I want to be right. I want to die right. I want
Amen.
To, when they come around by my coffin, we're going to have my funeral at night. I want some folk to cry.
Sure.
Are you hearing me? I don't care if there's not a politician there, but I want God's people to cry because
Amen.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Noah's a preacher of righteousness. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if Noah ever told a joke in the pulpit.
Right.
No, you sure look at me that way, it ain't going to change me.
Right.
I don't believe he ever told a joke or see how close he could get to vulgarity.
You're right.
Amen.
He found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to like me, but whether you do or not, I'm going to tell you the truth out of this book. America's burning tonight.
Yes, sir.
Burning to the ground. We don't have time to go to church. You know what? If we really believe Jesus is going to come, you couldn't get the people seated in this place.
You're right.
He said, come in.
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir.
Noah found grace. I'll tell you, sex is up front. Have you ever really read this?
Mm-hmm.
We're in that day.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever filthy, ungodly thing is brought into the house of God.
You're right.
I carried on a meeting in Tennessee 2 or 3 years ago. They had a choir area where they just had steps, you know, not a place to sit. That's all right. But I saw grown ladies in jeans that pull their shoes off and get up in the choir, big holes in their jeans.
Mm-hmm.
There's a swinging and a swaying to the music. You'd have made sure it was Hollywood.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you tonight, this here is a holy place.
Amen.
This here is a holy place.
Yes, sir.
This is a holy book.
Yes, sir.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah's going to build an ark for the saving of his house.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
For the saving of his house.
That's right.
I guess he knew his family's the only ones going to get on.
Uh-huh.
When he got the directions for that ark, I wonder what had happened. As big as a football field, as long as it gets. Pretty tall. 50 feet wide. Was it 30 feet high? What would have happened if he'd had 1,000 saved?
Amen.
He built the ark while he was preaching.
Sure.
You reckon God knew who was going to be able to get on?
Sure he did.
You know, you think maybe God knows now who's going to be saved and who's not going to be saved? You say you're preaching predestination? Yeah, I really am. That's a Bible word. I ain't afraid of it.
Amen.
God knows.
Sure.
He built an ark. Noah built an ark for the saving of his house, not the saving of the world.
That's right.
But the saving of his house.
Right.
Noah preached righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Nobody didn't have no ministerial associational meetings. Had nobody to talk to. His wife had nobody she could talk to about God.
Right.
His children had nobody to talk to. Noah's 600 years old. He wasn't no kid.
Right.
His first child was born, I think, when he was 500 years old. So he didn't have no boys. Now they're all 100 years old.
Right.
There's not a bunch of young people. Right. I don't know how long Noah had been living for God, but it's sure been longer than any of us ever lived.
Right.
He wasn't an in or outer. He didn't go to church one Sunday or on Easter and Mother's Day. Thank God. He pleased God. I wonder about you tonight, how you would grade yourself in the eyes of God. Noah had a pattern, built that thing just exactly according to God's pattern.
That's right, sir.
It looks like here that he didn't have any children's church. Didn't sell anything.
Right.
To help build the ark.
Right.
I was thinking about that one day going down the road. And God said, when did I ever need the world to help me build anything?
Right.
I used to think God hired people to help him build it. The Bible don't say that.
No, sir.
The members of his family built it.
Yes, sir.
If anything's done to promote this church biblically, it'll be because the church did it.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
That's exactly right.
That is right.
We think we got to have help from everything. Ain't got no such a thing. Somebody said the reason that the women do things in my church is if they don't, women don't do it, it can't be done. I said, shut the doors then, go home. You either do it by God's rules or it won't be done. You ladies, excuse me, but I'm going to tell it like it is.
That's right.
Now, I suppose there's a lot of ridicule on Noah. Only preacher in the world. I don't know what it's all coming to, but if we come down to like it was in Noah, you reckon it just might be one bunch?
Yeah.
If it is, I'm going to be in that bunch.
Amen.
And if they ain't but one preacher, I'm going to be it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And if ain't but just one Christian, you ought to aim for it to be you.
That's right. Amen.
That live like Noah lived.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you now, if you're going to take this up, what I'm preaching you tonight, and say, I'm going to be a Noah in my day, or Noah's wife, or Noah's child, or Noah's boys, wives in my day, you'll have to get rid of a lot of things.
That's right, yes, sir.
It's going to have to be some tightening down.
Sure. Yes, sir.
I've heard everything preached against. I've known some famous people in my day. Famous preachers in my day.
Sure.
There's a whole lot of them who wouldn't give a dime for their chances of heaven. I was traveling with Dr. So-and-so one day. He said, "Preacher, won't you tell me about being called to preach?" And I said, "Well, I've got a calling. Before I got a calling, I got to save it."
Amen.
We was driving in a Lincoln Town Car, and I got to kicking the dash and praising God and talking to him about getting born again.
Amen.
And he cried. I'd been questioning him, picking his brain. He said, "That's all Greek to me, preacher."
Oh, my.
I thought in my heart I'd rather have what I got and just know what I know than to have what you ain't got and know what you know.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And he's a good man too. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me tonight? If you're gonna get to heaven, you're gonna have to be born again and know you're born again.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you're running on "I hope so" or "I'm good as the rest of the crowd," you're gonna wind up in hell.
That's right.
I know where I got saved. Mm-hmm. I had that. I think so, maybe, John.
Yeah.
One day, yonder in the pasture field on the hillside, 15-year-old boy, I cried, "Live or die, sink or swim, I come to get right this morning."
Amen.
When I come to myself, I was singing "Amazing Grace."
Yes, sir.
Hugging the fence post.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Because in my heart, a 15-year-old boy, it wasn't, "I'm going to tell Mom and Dad and I get the house, I'll get saved so they'll leave me alone, I can join the church." But I knew. They told me about the Easter Bunny, and I found out there's a lion. They told me about Santa Claus, and I found out there's a lion. They told me about Jesus, and I said, "That's the biggest one of all. Nobody that good." But he rung in my heart that morning.
Hey,
the King of Glory come down and set up residence in my heart.
Yes,
amen. I'm going to tell you, if you're here tonight and you're lost, you listen to me. I have a man and a lady came to our church. Their daughter started coming to my church. She is married to a Christian. They came to my church, still come. Man and the lady didn't go to church anywhere. I told them, I said, "Come on Sunday night." He said, no, not coming on Sunday night. "We just come now because it's convenient, because these people are coming. And you all have church on Central Time, and I can sleep late, and I get to come to church." And that's about the way it started. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, get around where the real stuff is.
Yeah.
Some things will get to happening to you.
Yeah.
And pretty soon it started coming on Sunday night. Started coming on Wednesday night.
Amen.
And I knew God had a hold on them. They came. She'd come to the altar. And one day she said, "Brother Milby, can I sit down on the mourner's bench just as well as kneel?" Said, "I can't get down there." I said, "Yeah, make any difference. If you're riding a mule, you can get saved on swinging on a grapevine." One day I was a preaching, just felt like I hadn't hit on much. She's sitting third seat back up there. I said, "Y'all stand. I'm just going to dismiss you. I'm not going to make an altar call." And she's a crying. She said, "Preacher, maybe I need to say something." And I said, "What is it, Miss Melvin?" And she said, "While you was preaching, I asked God, asked him again and again to save me, and something's happened to me, and I don't know what it is." And I said, "Miss Marilyn, tell us about it." She said, "All that old dread and all that old fear in me just a while ago just drifted away."
Amen.
And I said, "How you feeling?" She said, "I feel light." And I said, "What are you going to call it, Miss Milton?" She said, "He saved my soul." I'm going to tell you, you better get something real.
Amen.
We're coming right down here to the end when nothing's going to do but the way of holiness.
That's right.
Are y'all listening to me?
That's right.
We can play around with this junk and be independent, fundamental, premillennial, sin, hating, die, Bible believing, and die and go to hell.
You're right.
But a born-again experience the Holy Ghost of God dealing in your heart. You listen to this whole wore out preacher tonight. There's a day coming when the trump of God's going to sound.
Yes, sir.
And finds you on the outside. It's going to be too late to pray.
Right.
You can fool with this religion, that religion, this denomination, that denomination. There ain't no denomination going to save you.
That's right.
Baptized 500 times if you want to, ain't going to do you no good. But somewhere, you're going to have to be born again.
Amen.
You can dress right, live right, pay your tithes, read the Bible through, and die and go to hell.
That's right.
You're going to have to be born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Noah built that boat. Everything just right. Put one door in.
Yeah.
Same size for everybody.
Yeah.
Somebody said where the mouse came in, the elephant had to come in.
Yeah.
Where the rich man came in, the poor man had to come in. One door, and only one.
Right.
With a wind in the top. Now hear me. When Noah got the ark ready, things happened in the wilderness. Brother Larry Neal wasn't an animal trying to get on that boat, no way, till he got her finished. Got
That's
her
right.
Where God said. And I'm going to tell y'all tonight, church people, probably some here from other churches, there ain't no use us expecting to have revival till the church is right.
That's right. Amen.
You can cuss and fight in the house of God and then try to have revival.
Come on now.
You hear me?
Yes.
God will affect sinners through the church.
Amen.
He's not doing it through assemblies and fellowships
right.
and Christian life centers. He's working through the church.
Amen.
I believe that. Yes, sir.
I can see one of them little lambs. Noah got that thing done. Said, I believe she's done. Lord, look her over. God looked her over. Said, she's done. One of them lambs said, you know, I got the strangest urge this morning to go get on that gangplank and get up in there.
Amen.
Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
There's never a place in here where Noah rode one of them horses and lassoing them animals and dragging them up that gangplank.
Right.
Wasn't no Thursday night visitation.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. Are y'all here?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the power of the God that made the sun and moon and the stars.
Yes,
went out in the wilderness and brought them in.
Amen.
It's still the same pattern.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's you cannot win people to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you go out and try that, you can try it if you want to.
Yeah.
You may drag them in here, get them to say a few words and baptize them, get their name on the church book. But the Holy Ghost is the only one that's bringing people to God.
Right. Amen.
Absolutely.
I kind of get beat up over that.
Right.
But I know it's so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you saved? You say, preacher, you're trying to get us to believe we're not saved. It won't hurt you. If you're saved, it won't hurt you. And if you're unsaved, it'll do you good.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you, while this time, you better weep for poor lost sinners.
Amen.
If I'm reading this Bible right, it's going to take the preaching of the Word of God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost to affect sinners.
Yes, sir.
If that's right, we better pray for the preachers.
Sure. Amen.
Them that fall by the wayside, weep tonight, get up the next morning and go hug your preacher and pray for him that God and anoint him.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
We pay more attention to somebody that falls by the wayside.
Yep.
Right.
That's good.
I was with Jimmy Swaggart one morning for prayer meeting. Some lady said, Brother Jimmy, why has God not destroyed America? And he said, Brother Milby, tell her. I said, I can. He's a tolerant, long-suffering, loving
yes,
God that don't have joy in destroying nothing. And
right.
He's a forgiver of sin.
Amen.
And swaggered, cried, and said, me more than anybody.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, there needs to be weeping in our Baptist churches.
Yes, sir.
I voted absentee before I came down here and don't hardly know how. It's just voting for the lesser of the two evils.
Right, yeah.
Twas no thing going to fix a thing.
Right.
Have no intention of fixing things.
Right.
They'll become what they want you to hear at election time, and then they'll go right back to doing what they want to do.
Right.
But if she gets fixed, it's going to come out of the local assembly.
Amen.
Where God's people ain't afraid to follow this battle.
Amen.
Caring not what the brothers or sisters think, but take this blessed old rule book and walk and declare it in this world that there's coming a judgment, and I'll have nothing to say about you or you about me. It'll all be on God's record.
Amen.
God said, I want you to go out now and get food. I want you to get some of them good steaks for these men, some of the ladies, some mashed potatoes, and get some pablum for the kids, you know, so the young. And some pizza and all that stuff for the young people. He said, what you get and bring in here will be for food, for them, for you.
Yes, that's right. That's yes, sir.
If that's right, that cuts out children's church.
Amen.
Really, what that means is God's man preaching the Word of God.
That's right.
He'll sift it out.
Yep.
Put it down on the bottom shelf where the young people can get
Amen.
To it.
Amen.
Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Now, I don't know what you're going to do from here on out. I guess this is the third time maybe I've been here. I don't know how many is here now that was here then. Baptist people drift.
Yes, sir.
And they leak.
Yeah.
And they fight.
Yep.
I don't know what y'all are going to do. I know what I want you to do. But if we want God, if we want to be in Noah, and Noah's wife, or Noah's boy, or daughter-in-law, we're going to have to get real.
Yes, sir.
I believe everybody that comes to church this week ought to want to sit on the front three seats.
Amen.
Y'all ever go to ball game? And y'all ever go to ball game?
Yeah.
I'm not condemning that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all always want the back seat and you go. You want middle way?
Come on now.
I know what you want. You want to get right down where you can holler, kill them, kill them, kill them as they come back. Ain't that right?
That's right?
And then come to church and sit in the back. And I love y'all. I ain't really preaching to y'all. But everybody on the Lord want to get up close for the man of God and spit
That's
on your kids.
Yes, sir.
Sweat on them.
Yes, sir.
So they'll be sure and hear everything he's got to say.
Amen.
Amen.
That is right.
They don't address any different at Walmart than they do at the house of God.
Amen.
I'm talking about what I believe this Bible will hold up. I'm not saying this because I'm a Baptist or an independent.
Right.
We better be seeking holiness.
Amen.
We want to be like Noah. Noah's a champion. I'm gonna talk to him one day soon.
Amen.
Tell him I love him. Appreciate the example in the Bible.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Noah didn't have no new jokes. He just a preacher of righteousness.
Amen.
I don't know whether you're on the boat or not. Wonder why you're saved not. God got that ark ready. Said, come in, Noah.
That's right.
He said, go in, Noah. It means he's going to be on the outside while Noah goes in. But evidently he's already in there.
That's right.
And said, come in, Noah.
Yeah.
I think that means he's going to ride with him.
Amen.
I believe he's going to ride with me, don't you?
Amen.
If we really want to shine this day, the preacher ought about to run out anything to preach on you.
Yes, sir.
If all the ladies dress right like they ought to do and stay at home like they ought to do. The men had a good prayer life and a good Bible studying life. I don't know what we. I guess we could just preach on the hip and preach for sinners to get born again.
Amen.
But I realize now that when I go to a church, and no doubt this is a good church, I know this man, I know what he stands for. And got to keep on a hammering, do right, get right. Don't go in the pit, young people. Right. Marry right. Keep your language straight. Right. Stay away from mixing this and mixing that. And letting the teachers to give you direction instead of the man of God. And we got to do it and do it and do it and do it. And preach on hair and how long this and how long your clothes. I'm going to tell you, if I have to carry a yardstick around, check on the length of your clothes and the length of your hair. You didn't get what I got.
That's right. Amen.
I got a book right here. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
God in my soul is saying, don't do this and don't do that. And this is not right and that's not right. Nobody ever, and I got born again, had to run a bus route on Saturday to get me to go to church on Sunday.
Amen.
Nobody had to offer me Cracker Jacks and hamburgers to go to the house of God. There's a force inside of me that got me up on Sunday morning, took me to church on Wednesday night and Sunday night. Amen. I don't know what you're going to do. I really don't. But it's between you and God. But I'll tell you, there probably ought to be some vow in here in this altar tonight that, God, I want to be like you want me to be.
Yes, amen.
Sister, so I don't care what Brother so-and-so thinks about me. I mean, I want everybody to like me. But if they got some crooked idea, I'm not going to bow to that.
Right.
I'm not going to be afraid of my peers if they may not let me preach.
Right.
If I preach like I preach tonight.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I'm not preaching for them.
That's right.
Amen.
I wonder if you want to pay the price for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
I'm 78 years old. Who in years older than that? Anybody older? Yes. Stay in the back. God bless you, man. I was born again in 1951. Anybody? Born again earlier than that. I guess I'm the oldest Christian here. I'm going to tell you, it's getting better all the time.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, it'll hold out.
Yes, sir, it will.
Amen. I ran into a man who's been a Christian 89 years. Got saved when he was 13. Are y'all counting? I know it'll hold out that long.
Amen.
I ain't got no trouble holding out. I got trouble me.
Right.
And I want to tell you, when God comes, I want Noah. I want to find grace in the eyes of the Lord like Noah did.
Amen.
I want him to say, you preach for the crowd. Mm-hmm. You live for the crowd. I don't hardly know how to give an invitation to you. I don't know what you want. Noah out on that deck of that boat. Can you hear him saying something good's going to happen to you?
No, sir.
Right. I hear him say, I love all y'all, and y'all doing so good. We're going to have singing on Sunday.
I'm going to have a supper, and you all come. Be sure to come. We're going to have some karate experts in here. Motorcycle rider is going to come in and jump the auditorium. We're going to have horseback riding the first week in the month. Said, get ready. God's judgment's going to fall.
That's right. That's what he said. Yes, that's right.
I don't have any good nerves. You're low. I believe it'd be good for every serious-minded Christian tonight to come in this altar after a while and pray.
Yes, sir.
I hear some ladies say, you know, I brought Johnny today back down yard with that cracker box. That man's building down there and hollering, it's going to rain. Get on board, it's going to rain. Said Johnny got nervous. And I had to crush him on home. Time some folk around got nervous.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Under the sound, the pure word of God.
Yep.
You hearing me tonight? You hiding some things. You've been into some garbage pits and dark alleys. Don't want nobody to know about it. Do you know God will bring it up at the judgment
sure
and everybody's going to know about it?
Yes.
Are you a hypocrite? I would not go to sleep tonight knowing God's judgment's going to come. Everything in me's going to be revealed.
Right.
Put me in a hell because I've never really been born again. Mm-hmm. Hear me tonight.
Right.
There'll be no mercy shown you at the judgment.
No, right.
You can't point me anything in the Bible where God will say, all right, I reconsider your case.
No.
As death finds you, so shall the judgment
That's
find
right.
you.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, I'm afraid of God. The whole duty of man's fear God and keep his commandments.
Yes, yes.
Some of them NIV crowd said you oughtn't to be afraid of God. And I said, well, I am, and you ought to be too.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir. I fear him.
Yes, sir.
He's my father. I feared my own father.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Why shouldn't I fear God?
Right.
My daddy whipped me. My heavenly father whipped me because
right.
they love me.
Amen.
And I'm afraid.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid not to tell you tonight. No doubt there's somebody here that your very experience is shaky.
Yep.
And you think of the judgment. There's trouble in your soul when you think about eternity. I see Mom and Daddy and little Johnny sitting eating supper. Hear the daddy say, you know, something's falling on the roof out there. Right outside and said, you know, the water's falling out of the sky. I'd never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I fear, hear a rumbling in the southwest. The clouds have got dark. You reckon that old preacher could be right?
Yes, sir.
That little boat down yonder, that big boat for them, they'd never seen one before. Built about like this bench is. It wasn't sharp in the front and everything. It wasn't going nowhere. It had to be guided. God's right. going to take care of it.
Amen.
You don't have to fashion this church like the world thinks you ought to fashion
Come on,
it.
Man.
You
Amen.
Ought to fashion it like God wants it.
Amen.
Let him run it.
That's right.
That's
good.
I like it. Amen.
Said, you think we ought to go down and see if at least let Johnny get on? You know everything's possible. I see him go down to the boat, waiting water now. No answer from the inside. What do you need? We've changed our mind. We won't get on. I hear no say, it's too late.
That's right.
It's too late. They said, well, open the door. No, I said, I didn't shut it.
That's right.
And I can't open it.
That's right. Amen.
The day is going to come whenever preacher in this world, a real preacher, can't get you in.
That's right.
It'll be too late to pray.
Yes, sir.
While it's time, you better find you a place and get everything right with God.
Amen.
You reckon you could change? You reckon tonight that you could slip in this altar and say, God, this is between me and you. Me and you know some things are not like they ought to be. I don't know what it is. See, maybe you cheated on your income tax this time. Maybe you said something yes you ought not to say. It might be some bad stuff. I don't know. It's none of my business. I know there's been times when I've had to go to the altar and God say, you need to straighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're getting crooked in the way you're walking. I think, how many of you believe he could come tonight?
Yes, sir.
If that's a fact, there oughtn't to be nothing in your way when you go. I'm talking about deep in your heart,
right.
Not what other people think about you,
right.
But deep in your heart tonight, you could say, Lord, I want to be an example to my children and my people around me, and I'm a father in this book.
Amen.
No denomination but God Almighty.
Amen.
I don't care what that preacher up yonder and down yonder is doing, all the books they've written. This book right here is what I'm going to follow.
That's
no
right.
Matter what they say.
Amen.
I see the water come up and them take little old Johnny, hold him up as long as they could and climb the highest tree. Come a time in all your doings, you're going to have to. While they're climbing trees, there's little old dead babies are floating in the water. Y'all believe that?
Yes,
you
sir.
Better believe it.
That's right.
There'll come a time when God will laugh at your calamity.
That's
are
right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Because you played church and played Christianity.
Right.
God Almighty checking in on your case tonight.
Right.
If I didn't come to this altar tonight, I'd find me one before tomorrow night and get on it.
Amen.
I'd come to church tonight and come down as close as I could. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to seat everybody in this meeting, but I'm going to tell you, get interested in God and you're going to really get interested in Him.
Amen.
You're going to try to be like Noah. You won't care what people say about you, or if you're 10 years old or 100 years old.
Right.
He is 600 years old.
Amen.
That's right. Well, I know He's coming.
Yes.
I know it won't be long. I wonder some changes you can make tonight. You say, preacher, this is strange. Thank you. If God was to come tonight and find you like you are, would you be ashamed? I'm not just talking about being lost. Get on board. Get on board.
Amen.
Get on board.
Amen.
I'm talking to you. You mamas and daddies tonight, there's folk in here, unless there's a change and a hope made somewhere, sometime, you got young'uns or grand-young'uns going to go to hell. You reckon that we all really got right, we could have old time revival here.
Amen, I believe.
Everybody stand, please. I guess I'm done.